Okay, let's try this again, shall we? All right. And we'll come down in 3, 2, and 1. Welcome into Public Perspectives on this Saturday morning here on AM 1340 KXCO. Ray Michaels and Phil Iman from the Laura Miller George Help Center. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
So far, so good. I mean, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
And thanks for giving up part of yours to be with us this morning.
I'm glad to. I love every opportunity to share about the work we do at the Help Center.
Absolutely. And how have things been? Have they kind of returned back to normal as we get through COVID? Or?
Yeah, you know, and that's a question that I always have a hard time with, you know, because I don't really know what normal is anymore. You know,
I don't think anybody else does either, other than
right.
setting on the dryer. But
so thinking, you know, trying to put that into perspective, we pre-COVID, we were somewhere in the neighborhood of 900 families per month that were coming through to receive supplemental food. And we have just now, the last couple months, been up in that area again. And so you might think that during the pandemic, the heat of the pandemic, that those numbers would have been higher. They were actually lower by a couple hundred most months. And that was because there was so much financial assistance from the federal government out there. There was the CARES money. There was extra food stamps, and which is all great stuff. It just kind of affected our numbers as far as who was receiving supplemental food. So I think things are going excellent. We're providing supplemental food to anyone that needs it. Thrift store is going great as well. We constantly receive a lot of donations. So I tell everybody, we at the Laura Miller George Help Center, we are so blessed to be able to do what we do because our community supports us.
Well, and the community is blessed to have you as part of the community, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you still doing curbside deliveries, or have people been able to come back in and go through the line to get their supplemental food? Or?
Yeah, another excellent question, because we from March 2020 through July 2021, we practiced the curbside method. And at 1st of July, after long thought of how could we do this safely, we decided to switch back to distributing supplemental food on the inside of the building. And so with that became, so how do you do that? And we extended our hours dramatically. We were distributing food 2 days per week, 3 hours each of those days. We now distribute supplemental food 5 days per week, 4 hours per day. So we went from 6 hours to 20 hours a week of food distribution. And all of that was done, well, the main reason, what really brought us to it, was that we wanted to give people the opportunity to spread out, to not have to come in and stand in a long line of crowded people. And because we all know that nobody likes to wear a face mask, and so we can't enforce it. So we were trying to do everything we could to mitigate the effects of COVID and a possible transfer from one person to the other. So it has worked out really good. And the really great side effect is that we are now have so many more hours that people that might not have been able to get to the food distribution because of work or childcare or stuff like that now have the opportunity. So I think that was just a side benefit we didn't realize was going to happen. But so I think that's part of our numbers increasing. And then the other thing is that some of the food stamp and extra food stamps and stuff had kind of dissipated. So, we're very pleased that we're able to offer that service. And, anybody wants to know more, please do. You can check us out on our website, mexicohelpcenter.org, or just call the Help Center or come by.
And if someone doesn't feel comfortable coming in, or maybe has a physical disability, can they still get the curbside?
Yeah, great question. Again, you just read my mind. in fact, just right before I came here, we had a lady call up, and she could not, their family was quarantined. That's happening quite a bit still, kids on a school bus, et cetera. And she did not know what to do. So she called and said, how can I get food? And so we accommodated her. You know, she just pulled up, and I knew she was coming. We went out, checked her in, and then loaded up the cart. So, yes, we will accommodate any special needs. Now, and I also want to put out there that for those that are disabled, elderly, there's a lot of people that don't drive. and can't get out, don't have anybody to take them. So we do deliver to people's homes on that very limited respect. You know, I'm sorry, I can't deliver to everybody that might need it, but we work with Audrain County Disability Services, and they deliver for us near the end of the month, so it'll be coming up next week that they will provide that service. So, you know, we really work in partnership with our community. So I think we can meet the needs of just about anybody that needs help.
And are you still in need of volunteers?
Yes, sir.
I kind of had a feeling right, those were in short
right.
supply.
We are so blessed, again, by the amount of community support we have. And, you know, that means financial a lot of times, of course. But the people that step up to serve with us, beside us, and for us, is just great. I mean, it's just, I can't say enough good words about this community and the volunteers that come from our community. So yes, we are in a constant need for volunteers. We make it every single time because somebody will step up. But if you'd like to know more about volunteering at the Help Center, I'd encourage you just to come by and talk with me. You know, whether it's during a distribution time or not, just come by and I'll show you around. You might want to give it a trial run, you know, see what it is. So we've got interactive volunteering where you're interacting with the people that we serve. We've got backroom volunteering where you can be as by yourself as much as you want, you know, maybe taking things out of a box, putting them into another. You know, and there's working in the thrift store. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities there, and that's really a quiet area in the back room back there. So I think we can accommodate so people with disabilities. We have people with disabilities that come and volunteer, and we make opportunities for them because there is work that they can do.
Absolutely.
They have just as much value as anybody else. So, yeah, I encourage anybody to just check us out, whether you've got an hour a week, whether you've got a day a week, or you want to come 5 days a week. We'll accommodate.
And how can folks get a hold of you, both in the store and the phone number?
Okay, at 573-581-3238. And I'd encourage you to dial extension 11 or extension 12. That's my office and my assistant's office. And we can kind of explain, and we've got volunteer applications. We do a background check because we want to have a safe environment. We never have any trouble, but we don't want to have instances as well.
You're not wanting to borrow any trouble.
That's right.
And what's the address? 402
Fairgrounds? 409 Fairground Street.
I was close. I get partial credit. 409 Fairground here in town.
Yeah, so we're pretty easy to find. You get to Fairground Street. So I think the way I direct people there the most is, you know, where the middle school is there on Boulevard. You hang a right in front of that on Fairground Street, and you can't miss it at the end of the street.
Pretty much. It's a large building, and I know it's grown over the years, too, which is huge. Literally and figuratively speaking.
It's a very unassuming building, but man, there's a lot that goes on there.
Phil, how's the resale shop doing overall at the Help Center?
Well, the thrift store is, I kind of call it the lifeblood of the Help Center. We are so well supported by our community with donations from the public. Now, you know, I like to always clarify when I have the opportunity what type of things that we can accept as donations. So we don't accept beds or, you know, the mattress parts and stuff like that, because we just got to try to, you don't know what's on a bed. And I'm not, you know, assigning blame to anybody, but that's just something we can't do. We get a lot of furniture, which is fine. Household items are great. People are hungry for anything household items. And then the obvious is clothing. We get a large amount of clothing, and we sell our clothing very inexpensively. Most of the time, the clothes are $2 a bag, but if you come on Monday, it's $1 a bag, and that's like a shopping bag, a plastic bag, and we stuff it full of clothes. So I think just about anybody can afford clothing. And in that rare case where someone is having to start their life over and needs clothing, we'll donate that clothing as well. So the thrift store is doing really good. We're very, very proud of our store. If you come in, I think that you will also agree that it looks just like any other store in this community as far as clean, neat, and well merchandise. And the thing I want to tell everyone is that the revenue that is generated through the thrift store actually goes to support the operation of the food pantry. So we rely on that, and we've always been so blessed from the community with the donations and the people that come in, the volunteers that sort out the donations, give their time to make it presentable. We have a group of ladies that come in 5 days a week and just give their all and get it out there. And we have three employees over there. Because we got to make sure, because of the amount of business that we do, we got to make sure that we have somebody there all the time. So I would encourage anybody to, you know, a lot of people think that the thrift store might be just for people that don't have enough money to shop elsewhere. And yes, it is. That is one of the purposes, but it is also for anybody. I think, you know, most people enjoy shopping, you know, in an environment where the prices are cheap. The selection is pretty wide. So come on out and give it a look and see. You might find something you need or can't live without.
That's true. It's, you know, if you need clothes for a holiday party coming up, give it a try. If you need maybe some extra housewares for guests, there you go. You can find something at the thrift store.
Right. And if you can see my attire through the radio mic here, all of my clothes came from the Help Center. So just let's let you know that I get my clothes there, too.
Sure. And you're styling and profiling.
Thank you.
A nice red shirt. It coordinates well with your mask. It's a good thing. What about holiday shopping, as far as maybe picking up something for somebody on your Christmas list?
I think you can do that. I know we're probably all thinking about Christmas time right now, and can we afford to get gifts for this person or that person? I'd encourage you to stop by and check it out. You'll find the unique items. You'll find the stuff that people need as well. You know, like we talked about clothing and stuff and different household items. I think you'll find just about anything because the community is so generous with their donations. And to really top that off, to make it worthwhile coming in during the Christmas season, we have bonus bucks, or blizzard bucks, I should say, that are offered. I can't really tell you, you know, how much you get per dollar because I didn't look at that before I came. But for every dollar spent, you're going to earn Blizzard Bucks. And then those will be redeemable in January and February. So it's just a little added bonus to try to drive some business back in those after Christmas months as well.
Sure. And speaking of Christmas, do you get many donations of Christmas decorations?
Yes, sir, we do. Yep, but I tell you what, we put them out and people really snap them up. So if you're wanting them, as you hear everywhere now, they say if you want to get, you need to go early. Well, that's the same way there at the Help Center, because as soon as we put them out, people snap them up. But we are putting out Christmas decorations every day. So in all seriousness, if you're interested, come by. And if you don't see what you need, ask one of the ladies there, the volunteers and our staff, and they'll go see if we have it.
Very cool. And do you take donations throughout the entire year, or do you have kind of an off time where you don't take donations?
I'm glad you asked that, because normally, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at door number 2 around the back of the building, that's where we accept donations, and that's pretty much all the time. However, December 15th, we will cease taking donations for the year. And that's not because we don't want your donations. It's because we have to try to get our warehouse back in shape. We have a huge warehouse in the back for the thrift store donations. And if you walked in there right now, you might be flabbergasted at the amount of items that are back there. And we're grateful for every single one, but we're going to take that time those last 2 weeks of the year and sort them out. So we'll keep putting stuff on the sales floor. You can keep coming in and shopping. The only days that the thrift store will be closed is Thanksgiving Day and the day after. So they close those 2 days, that Thursday and Friday, and then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm not sure when they fall, but if it falls on a Monday through Friday, we'll be closed.
The Red Kettle campaign is coming up pretty soon. What is that?
Well, the Help Center, the Laura Miller George Help Center, is a service extension unit for the Salvation Army. And so that means that every dollar that we donate to people for emergency financial assistance is raised through our Red Kettle campaign during the Christmas season. So we don't get money from the National Salvation Army. We utilize their good name to draw people to us that need assistance. So 85% of the money that we raise, when you see us out there ringing bells, 85% of those dollars stay right here in Mexico, Missouri, in Audrain County. So I really encourage you to participate in that. So the question probably is in each of your minds is, what does that money do? Who do you help? How is it dispersed? So when people fall upon difficult times, they are looking around for someone that might be able to help them. And oftentimes they recognize that name, Salvation Army, and they recognize the Help Center as a place to come. So each person that comes to us and asking for help, and emergency financial assistance is a very broad term. And I'm not really going to try to define everything. I think each of you can look in your own mind and think about, you know, what's things that we have to have? And that, you know, thinking about electric bills and, you know, different things, doctors, prescriptions, birth certificates. So those are the kind of things we're looking at, but there's really not a defined limit. So each person that comes and asks for emergency financial assistance, we have them fill out a form to spell it out, you know, and it kind of helps them as well, because one of the questions is, how can you help yourself? And then we evaluate that, and we have a max of $50 that we help each person with, because there is a lot of folks that need emergency financial assistance, and we want to be able to help each one of those. $50 may not sound like a lot, but it does make a difference in people's lives. So if you or someone you know turns up, you know, needing help like that, please don't hesitate to come to the Help Center. But if you would like to help someone in that situation, that's where we're asking for your help right now. Is you'll see us out there. We begin the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. So I believe that's the 27th and 28th of November. And then we'll be there the next three weekends until mid-December. So every Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. we'll be ringing the bells at Moser's in Mexico out there on Highway 22, and then at Walmart at both doors out there. So if you'd like to stop by, drop some change or some bills into the Red Kettle, we'd be extremely grateful. But if you'd like to participate in the bell ringing, and I tell you, it is fun. I participate in it every year, and there's camaraderie, and the people that come by, you know, you would just the smiles on their faces when they're dropping a gift into the Red Kettle. That is extraordinary. And most of us have lived in this town, you know, a lot of our lives. And so you meet a lot of people that you might not have seen for a while, don't travel in the same circles. So I think you'll find it fun. And you'll know that you will be helping your friends and neighbors. So I encourage you to find out more about it. Give me a call at the Help Center. And if you'd like to sign up or you'd like to know what hours we have available, they're one-hour shifts. You can take an all-day shift or you can take a one-hour shift. I'd encourage you to friends and family, church youth group, your social club, whatever that may be, I think you'll find it a fun opportunity to help each other.
Now, you were in Mexico. Have you thought about branching out into, say, Vandalia to get some donations from the east end of the county as well?
Well, and that's a really good thought because we do assist anyone in Audrain County. We have a lot of people that come from Vandalia asking for financial assistance. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea. Currently, we are just at the two locations here in Mexico. But we would love that if there was somebody in the Vandalia, Lydonia, Farber area that would like to participate. You know, we'd be glad to approach a store like, say, County Market in Vandalia and ask if they'd be willing to allow us to ring the bells out there. We'd love to put together a team there. And it wouldn't have to be, you know, all of those days that I talked about with the full schedule. It could be one day. It could be more. So if you're in that area and you'd like to help, give me a call, and we'll do some talking to our friends. We have a lot of friends in Vandalia. I work with every church in Vandalia, and I think if someone was interested in putting together a few teams, I think we could make that happen.
I think so, too. You do a food distribution in Vandalia once a month anyway. Right. Why not?
Right. Yeah, good.
Capitalize on those connections.
Right. Give us a call.
Very good. And, Phil, one last thing. What should folks know about the Help Center that maybe we haven't covered?
The Lower Miller George Help Center, our mission is to serve. And our main option for doing that is provide supplemental food. But there's a lot more that happens there. So we're open to about anything. Our mission is to make sure that not only are we providing, but we're educating the community as well. And we do that by providing access to resources to other agencies. There is a lot of great agencies in this community and beyond that can assist with a number of different things. We partner with every organization around, and it takes all of us, every single one of us, you, me, everyone listening, to make this world a better place, and we can do that. It's not, you know, it's not an if thing. We can do this if we all work together.
And that's probably the best way to sum up a public perspective as any I've heard.
Thank you.
Phil, thank you so much for joining us on Public Perspectives this morning here on AM 1340 KXCO.